Walt Whitman is my favourite poet of all time. His collection, Leaves of Grass, is my constant companion. The backstory to me saying this is that when Periscope, the live streaming app, existed, I spent about 2 years reading the whole of Leaves of Grass, live streaming the readings every single day. I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, especially because in the second year I didn't live stream as much. I live streamed my readings of poems and I completed about three quarters of the collection. But the amazing thing was that a group of people clustered around those live streamings of what I called the Walt Whitman Show. I was inspired to do this when I saw people singing live on Periscope, when I saw people doing sculpture live on Periscope, painting live on Periscope, and I said to myself, oh, all these people are so brilliantly talented. What on earth is my talent? And the answer I came up with was, I can read poetry. I am quite a good reader of poetry aloud to groups. I've done it for many years. I've also read my own poetry to groups and at a few festivals when I was living in the UK. I decided that rather than reading the poetry of Ireland, I would read Walt Whitman. I'm particularly interested in the US history in the 1850s right the way through to the 1890s. And Walt Whitman lived between 1819 and 1892. And what surprised me was how many people enjoyed, liked my readings with my accent of Walt Whitman. And it was a terrific experience to get to know people all over the world, particularly in the United States. I used to do the readings at about 11 o'clock at night, sometimes half past 10, and the entire Walt Whitman Show often lasted over an hour. But the key thing, I think, that made the big attraction was the ability of people who were attending the live stream to comment. Okay, it was only in text. They could comment, put in remarks, and I encourage people to say what they thought of the piece of poetry, what it meant to them. Also, another thing that happened is that some experts on Walt Whitman, people who knew his poetry very, very well and who knew his life story very well, came on the scopes, as they were called. Yesterday, after a huge long gap, ever since Periscope was murdered by Twitter many years ago, I decided I would do an experiment. I would live stream on Twitter the reading of some poetry by Walt Whitman. I wanted to see what the experience would be like. It was mixed. On the one hand, it was terrific experience for me to, if you like, be back reading in public the poetry of my favourite poet of all. It was also a huge disappointment because there was no interaction with an audience. All an audience was able to do was to tune in and I suppose put comments on Twitter. But I couldn't see them while I was reading. I couldn't interact. There could be no sense of dialogue. And today, Friday, I'm wondering if I might do it again. I have a mixture of enthusiasm and reluctance. I am not sure what would happen if I do it on YouTube or Instagram, for that matter, whether there's could be any form of interaction that people and me would find satisfying. I don't know of an app that you can use to live stream on which the comments of the audience are displayed to everybody, even to the person who's doing the live stream. So there's my question today, my fragment of my diary, daily diary. It's Paul O'Mahony here. And if you have any suggestions, please send them to me via Twitter. I think that is the easiest way. Of course, if you want to do a whole Napa Pomo episode on this topic, I will, of course, listen with great attention. Thank you very much for listening today. I look forward to listening to many of the episodes that are available on Napa Pomo.